need to start our chair and co-chair are absent. Our chair is having the baby, and the co-chair is some medical issue, I guess. So you're gonna have to deal with me. We start with the top of the agenda with the roll call.
Good morning. We're gonna start with the people who are here that are physically present here. So we are gonna start with Pam Drock on the other side of the room.
Present. I don't know what you want. Can you?
I'm sorry. Please announce your name and your organization as we go around the room.
Okay, Pam Drock, Evansville MPO.
Thomas Witt, KYTC.
Sayed Shukuzade, MPO.
Mike Litsky, City of Evansville.
Aaron Schrieffer, Evansville MPO.
Carrie Aiken, Evansville MPO. And we have two MPO staff in the audience, Matt Schrieffer and Jennifer Scott. I will now announce everybody that is on virtual. So if you can announce present when I call your name. Brian Aldridge.
Present.
Karen Brooks. Mackenzie May.
Present.
Steve Raleigh. So, and that is all we have. If other people pop in, I will make an announcement on that for the record. Thank you.
Thanks, Katie. The next on the agenda is approval of the minutes. We need a motion and a second.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Next on the agenda is the old business project update, Pam.
Starting with the local projects of the City of Evansville. Walnut Street Phase 2, the project is complete. Walnut Street Phase 3, contractor has extended reconstruction to Governor. Final asphalt surface is expected to be placed this quarter from US 41 to Garvin Street. Under Vandenberg County projects, Oak Hill Road from Eastwood Drive to Millersburg Road. Pipe installation, grading subbase, curb and gutter and driveways are completed on the east side of Phase 1. The west side work completed includes grading, stabilization, under drains, and subbase installation. Oak Hill from Lynch Road to St. George. Right-of-way acquisition is ongoing. 8 parcels are secured. Offers for 17 parcels have been approved. Geotechnical work has started. Wimberg Road Bridge. A field check was held on August 7th. Moving to Henderson Projects, Green River Road Sidewalk Project. Final bid documents have been submitted to KYTC for comment. Additional funding request has been submitted for approval. Wathen Lane. Excavating, grading, and placement of stone for walking trail is underway. Installation of stormwater structures and associated piping is continuing. And that's all we have for the local program. I'll turn it over to NDOT.
Thank you, Pam. The first project I'll go through is Epworth. As you guys can see, the displaced left turn is open. It is functioning very well, but there will be some small adjustments to be made here in the next several weeks. R42753, I-69 concrete pavement restoration. Over 70% of the project is completed, slowly opening back up to 2 lanes. I-69 southbound between the 10 to 15 mile markers will have concrete patching taking place. US 41 pedestrian walk and US 41 south of State Road 62 and 66. Bridge has been set on abutments, working on ramps. Aesthetics are final, working on pavement for the U-turn. And then the I-64 Bridge deck replacements of Phase 3 eastbound and westbound deck pours took place in the final week of August. Bridge approaches were poured as well. Project expected to be completed by mid-November. Then the pavement replacement on US 41 closed Morgan Avenue for 37-day closure, working on surface asphalt for mainline pavement. And then R44898, these are the intersection improvements at Van, Burkhart, Crosspoint, and Stockwell. Van Avenue left turns and signal has been removed. Work on Stockwell median complete. Working through utility conflict on the south. Division Street closed as of September 4th. And then going down to contract R42287. These are the intersection improvements on State Road 62 west of US 41. Crossovers are close to completion. We'll shift traffic to the south side of the median by October. Utility relocations are currently ongoing. And then the next one is R45152, State Road 62 west of US 41, the St. Joe Avenue. Working on stage 3 plans and redetermining utility conflicts, updating contract documents. And then Lynch Road, US 41 at Lynch Road, R39923. We are revising and reviewing the project scope and schedule from the consultant, could potentially be moved back to fiscal year 2027. And jumping down to Bakey and Stockwell Road, R44013. This contract was pushed back to a letting date of February 10th, 2027, due to the funding that traffic had at central office. And then lastly, the contract that I'll talk about is R44499. These are intersection improvements on St. Petersburg, State Road 57, and St. George. The one at St. Petersburg, stage 1 of plan design was submitted September 3rd. Discussion about moving the letting date due to traffic funds are in process. US 41 at 57 intersection. Due to shifting safe program prioritization, project letting was moved to 1/16/2030. Stage 1 plans are ongoing. Survey is now completed. And then US 41 at St. George. Due to shifting safety program prioritization, project letting was moved to 11/15/2028. Geometry review meeting was held yesterday on September 11th to discuss the displaced left turn. And then the last thing I'll talk about is the I-69 Ohio River crossing. They've been placing burial wall out on the shoulder of I-69 so we can move into phase 3. Which is 2 11-foot lanes. We intend to move into phase 3 before October. They've started driving test piles for bridge foundations. And if you guys want more information on the I-69 Ohio River Crossing, you can go to i69ohioriverCrossing.com for those project updates. And those are all the updates that NDOT has.
Thank you. Any question regarding project updates? Moving on to CY 2024 call for projects, Erin.
Yep. In July, we announced the call for projects for Indiana LPAs for fiscal years 2031 and beyond. We received 13 applications and all were reviewed following the project selection process that is guided by the goals and objectives set forth in our transportation plan, our MTP 2050. At this time, the MPO is recommending the top project from each LPA move forward. The Warrick County project is Epworth Road from Tecumseh Drive to State Road 662. This project was actually approved for funding in the 2022 call for projects as part of the entire corridor from State Road 66 to State Road 662. But as preliminary work got underway, it was discovered that additional environmental work is needed. And this project needed to be broken into a separate phase, this segment did. So this project includes lane widening with curb and gutter, new storm sewers, bike lanes, and a sidewalk trail. City of Evansville project is Virginia Street from Green River Road to Circle Front Drive. This project includes adding a two-way center left turn lane and various bike and pedestrian facilities, including bike lanes, sidewalks, and a side path. Signal modifications at various intersections and pedestrian crossing improvements will also be made. And the Vandenberg County project is Petersburg Road from Clubhouse Drive to Boonville New Harmony Road. This project includes reconstructing Petersburg to provide curbs, storm sewers, and a sidewalk on the east side of the road. And left turn lanes will be added at the entrance to McCutcheonville Elementary School and at the intersections with Championship Drive and Kiefer Drive. Your approval of these projects designates them for MPO funding, and the federal participation level for these projects will be determined as part of the upcoming TIP 26 through 30 development process.
Thank you, Erin. We need the approval for this?
Yes.
I need a motion and a second, please.
Motion.
You get an extra point.
I'll second.
Thank you. Please signify by saying aye if you want to pass.
Aye.
Aye.
Next on the agenda is 2024-2028 Transportation Improvement Program Amendment. Pam?
We have one amendment today for your consideration. The amendment is to add an electric vehicle charging infrastructure project per the request of NDOT. We're adding the project for construction in 2025. Any questions?
Any question for Pam? If not, we entertain a motion and a second.
I'll motion.
I'll second.
Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under new business B, 2024-2028 Transportation Improvement Program Modifications. Pam?
The MPO processed 5 modifications since our last meeting. They're provided in your packet for informational purposes, but in summary, we made changes to funding on 3 contracts, and we added 2 new contracts to the TIP document. Are there any questions about the modifications?
Thanks, Pam. Under business, we have Brian Aldridge from Stantec, which got the contract from NDOT to perform a multimodal connectivity plan on Lloyd Expressway. And I think the boundary is from 41 to Airport Road. So with that, Brian.
I certainly appreciate the opportunity to speak with you guys this morning, and I'll apologize in advance. It was every intention to be in person with you, but as I told Syed last week, I got a last minute invitation to travel to Phoenix and talk with some folks about diverging diamond interchanges. So I'm enjoying 107 degree weather in the American Southwest right now. We are extremely excited to be part of this pilot study for NDOT and the Evansville MPO and City of Evansville. And it's really a unique opportunity that is something unlike NDOT has ever performed before. So it's really, really exciting for us. And the intent, really, as I said, it's a pilot study, but upon its successful completion, to set a template for future opportunities to perform similar multimodal studies elsewhere in Indiana in the future. So I've got just a few slides here, and I'm hoping everybody can see my screen okay that I'm sharing. Just to introduce you to the team and kind of where we are in the process. And I'll start off by saying that we're not yet under contract. So We're expecting that to occur within the next 4 to 6 weeks, but we wanted to get the dialogue started today because we've got a lot of work ahead of us and we're going to need some help from you guys. So we just wanted to start the discussion today a little bit early. To introduce you to who's going to be working on the study, StanTech is the lead consultant and I will be serving as the deputy project manager. Anne Marie Jensen couldn't join us this morning, but I believe she's intending to join the TPC meeting this afternoon, and she'll be serving as our PM. Kaskaskia Engineering is going to be assisting us with some agency coordination, some data collection, primarily on the environmental resources and some mapping that we're going to need to complete the study there. And then Compass Outreach Solutions is going to be helping us with our robust public engagement program. The study area is it's relatively large on the east side of Evansville. So it's referred to as the Lloyd Expressway study because the Lloyd really kind of serves as an unnatural barrier to multimodal connections for bicyclists and pedestrians. And so our intent here is to look at the opportunities for whether it be infrastructure improvements or other types of solutions to help address that barrier. Our study area really is from 41 to Epworth over in Warwick County on the east side, and then from south to north from Covert Avenue up to Morgan Avenue. However, that being said, we may be looking at strategies or solutions that do expand outside of that area, but that's really the target area that we're focusing on as we're looking for the issues and for the possible improvements that can be employed later in the future. Just to give you an idea of what the study goals really entail. So it's going to be a very collaborative here. You're going to be seeing a lot of the next months ahead, but again, very collaborative with both the stakeholders and the public. And really the purpose here is not to develop a plan that gets printed and sits on a shelf and nothing comes from it. Much like the Epworth solution that was just talked about a few minutes earlier, we're looking for some real world solutions here. So we're not necessarily trying to reinvent the wheel, but looking at where solutions have been employed elsewhere and how they have provided much needed improvements for bicycle and pedestrian connectivity. And that's really the goal here, is to enhance multimodal connectivity, both across the Lloyd Expressway and then east-west along corridors that parallel the Lloyd Expressway. And then ultimately, we're looking to take advantage of what's there today. So are there opportunities within existing street footprints? Are there existing trails that maybe are underutilized that we can come up with solutions and strategies to help increase their utilization in the future? Mentioned robust public involvement, and you're going to be seeing a lot of this starting very, very soon, obviously with coordinating with the MPO committees. But you're going to see a lot more of me, especially in the months ahead. And so really, I think our intent would be to have a kickoff meeting with you guys sometime around the end of the year, or first part of January, where we really get kind of down in the weeds and start talking about some of the existing conditions and the issues as we see them. You're also going to see opportunities, what we call community listening sessions, over the course of next spring and next summer. We're really trying to engage with the public, and particularly the traditionally underserved communities where they are. So these will be opportunities to meet with project staff and to talk with us so that we can listen and talk one-on-one with the public to hear what their issues are, what they face on a daily basis in terms of transportation obstacles, and ultimately to get ideas from them on what we can do to overcome those obstacles. We're scoping multiple public meetings, so there will be opportunities for, on the early end, providing input, and on the tail end of the study, providing input on, did we come up with the right solutions? And in what prioritization should we be looking at for those solutions? We're also working on a study website, and that'll be launched very soon. And that'll serve as a repository of information, questionnaires, and what have you, that will be used throughout the conduct of the study. So again, one of the reasons why we really wanted to start early is because for this study to truly be successful, we are going to need your help from things like providing data. So we'll be talking with METS, with Evansville Trails Coalition. We need to focus in the next few months on obtaining as much available data as we possibly can. Everything from bicycle and pedestrian traffic counts to anecdotal information on where some of the issues exist. That's going to be very instrumental for us as we move forward and start developing conceptual improvement strategies to help address these transportation obstacles. We're also going to need help with the outreach efforts here, helping us identify communities that are, again, traditionally underserved, and ensuring that we are reaching the right people and getting the input that we need to complete the study, helping us identify issues. So nobody knows this area better than you folks. Obviously, we're going to have a lot of data to use here, but you live and work and travel these corridors that we're going to be investigating. So helping us come up with locations that definitely need to be addressed is going to be critical. And then ultimately suggesting ideas for those areas is going to be important. I mentioned data. So we're using a number of different data sources to perform this study. Lots of big data exist out there in the internet through different sources. Things like this, for example, just showing the existing bicycle and pedestrian use throughout the study area is going to be very important. But again, nothing can replace local real world input. So that's where you guys are going to be able to help us as we move forward into the study. So with that, I just wanted to really start the conversation, the dialogue today. As I mentioned, we're expecting to be under contract in the next 4 to 6 weeks. And the anticipation, the schedule would be around 12 months. So wrapping up before the end of calendar year 2025. Again, appreciate the opportunity to speak with you this morning. And I don't know that I can answer too many questions at this time as we're not quite started yet, but would gladly take any questions if anyone has any.
Thank you, Brian. Any question for Brian? Well, we're certainly looking forward to working with you and to the study.
Yes, likewise. We can't wait to get started in earnest. We're working behind the scenes right now to make sure that when immediately upon NTP, we're going to hit the ground running. We have a lot of information already at our disposal.
Well, I hope that that website name is going to stay the same that you came up with, which was a good, I guess it was Lloyd for All, I guess the pedestrian and bicycle.
Stay tuned. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Next item in the agenda is the public comment. Any public comment? All right, we're moving on to the upcoming dates, which the next one is in November 14th, and it would be the last one for this year. If there is no question or anything, thank you. Thanks, everyone, and we're adjourned.